CliffCentral.com. George, how's it?
How's it, Gareth?
Good. Where are you today?
Fucking roadblock on the on-ramp to the highway. I mean, really? In peak hour traffic?
I know that.
Can they plan these things better?
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up because it happened to me the other day. Luckily, I wasn't rushing to be anywhere, but there was a roadblock on Rivonia Road for no good reason. No good reason I could foreseeably, just to mess with people in peak hour traffic. It's unthought of. It's inconsiderate.
It's absolutely inconsiderate. Don't they understand that there's an economy to run?
No, George, they don't care that you have to sell millions of cars every week on autotrader.co.za.
Exactly.
Tell me what you can tell me while you're driving. I don't want to get you into trouble. I mean, you've already got stuck in this roadblock. What's going on?
No, that's all right.
What's in the news?
Well, Auto Trader South African Car of the Year, the semi-finalists have been announced.
Oh, very good.
And SUVs are dominating the list.
Huh.
Believe it or not.
Who knew? There we go. That's interesting. So let's just remind people where they can go if they want to vote for Car of the Year.
Yep.
Go to Auto Trader. Well, you've got a special section, COTI, right? Car of the Year.
AutoTraderCoty.co.za, but unfortunately, the voting for this particular round is closed, and we'll open it up again when we go to the finalist round. But members of the public voted, and we got over 50,000 votes.
That's tremendous. Very, very good.
Over 50,000 votes, and there were some surprising brands. Five of the brands were Honda, Suzuki, Volvo, Renault, and Opel.
Opel, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Opel. Can you believe it?
Have you got a favorite there, George?
I've always been a fan of Honda.
Mm-hmm.
So if out of that list, I think Honda's one of my favorites.
All right.
But who knows? I mean, let's see what happens. There's a long road to go still.
All right, well, we'll open up the voting in the final round, but there we are. We've got the quarterfinals, the semifinals, rather, of Car of the Year. What else is in the news?
Well, a Jaguar Land Rover is working on a solution to motion sickness. Have you ever got motion sickness?
Yeah, I sometimes, when I'm trying to read in the car, I get motion sickness. Car sick people are people who genuinely, they cannot travel as passengers in a car. I know people like that.
Believe it or not, 70% of people suffer from some kind of motion sickness.
That many?
70% of people suffer from some kind of motion sickness. And so Jaguar Land Rover is designing technology to detect when a passenger or the driver is suffering from the signs of nausea and motion sickness, and then it makes very quick adjustments to the car's ride to try and combat the motion sickness. So, believe it or not, they're working on technology where it already exists, but they're just employing this into the motion sickness, where the car can make adjustments to the suspension every 10 milliseconds.
Good heavens.
Jeepers.
And which is 100 times per second it can make adjustments to the suspension.
And this will stop you from feeling motion sickness?
Well, they theorize that can make it feel a little bit better.
How does it tell that you're feeling nauseous? Has it got a camera on you?
Can it see you turning green?
Obviously cameras.
Wow.
Obviously cameras.
I wonder how you'd even begin to figure that out. That sounds incredible.
There's more heat about your bottom.
Yeah, maybe you're farting a lot and it's like doing a smell analysis. I mean, how would you even tell? Maybe people, you know how I can tell if I'm feeling nauseous? You get that watery feeling in your mouth.
And that's to protect your teeth from
the vomit.
Impending acid, stomach acid.
Good heavens, that's incredible technology. Frightening, but incredible. Any revelation from you, Leanne? Do you also have motion sickness?
Well,
it's so full of revelations.
I found that back in the day when automatic cars weren't as smooth as they are,
yes,
I would more likely be car sick in an automatic car than a manually driven car.
George, do you have motion sickness in the car?
No, I've never experienced motion sickness, even on ships. I've been on a couple of cruises.
Huh.
I've been on, I'm a light aircraft pilot. I honestly don't know how it feels.
I got really sick on one of our cruises.
Yes, Leanne, but that was because of drinking.
No, it was just, it was motion sickness. I was even, crying. I was so
nauseous.
Oh,
here he is. Okay, look at that. What a surprise.
That was like Inception.
Yeah, it was. He's off the phone and suddenly he's here. Look at this. Do you get motion sickness, Ben?
Only on boats. I have vomited like a...
Oh, it's horrible. Like you can't escape it.
You can't, and the boats don't stop moving.
Stefan?
No.
No? No motion sickness? Tell the truth? No. Okay, so out of... You may have 70% of people, but out of all of us, only one. Well, maybe two, if you include Ben on boats.
Don't know what it feels like.
Oh, Spongile? She gets motion sick. Is that real? Come here, Spongile. Let me talk to you. Hang on a second. I've got to switch on her mic. There's so many mics running at the moment. You get motion sickness?
Yeah, a lot.
In the car, as a passenger or as a driver?
Car, as a passenger.
Oh, okay.
I get it. I can't read. I can't eat. I throw up. It's a lot.
If I read, oh, bad.
Apparently, reading is the worst for motion sickness. Yeah. If you read, you get motion sickness very quickly. But I honestly don't know what it feels like.
It feels like the worst nausea you've ever had in your life, and you can't escape.
Yeah,
it.
And you don't know how to save yourself from it. Yeah. You're just like, what should I do? Should I look up?
I'd rather experience intense pain than the nausea that it is.
Well, clearly Land Rover figured something out. I mean, it's incredible what technology they could pick up that you're nauseous.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Unreal.
All right. What else is in the news?
So, you know, people leave their dogs in cars.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible.
When they're parked.
Very mean.
So, Elon Musk has said that perhaps the next Tesla will come out with a dog comfort monitor that switches on the car's aircon if the dog is left in the car.
See, he's done it again. He's absolutely talking out of his ass for the sake of headlines. This guy's a genius.
He's a genius. Absolute genius.
He's thinking, I've got nothing, guys. I've got nothing. What are we going to do? Dogs. We're going to care about dogs on next
car. Should have chosen cats. Lots of cats on the internet.
Yeah. So that is interesting. But at the same time, I think there are people who prioritize their pets. They would do that.
Yeah,
that a Tesla would have a unique selling point for them just because of this.
Well, I mean, if it detects that there's a dog in the car, why not switch the aircon on? Sure. The freaking thing's electric. It doesn't need to...
If you just hear panting, then the aircon will go on.
Yeah. It's not only dogs that people leave in the car, though.
They leave children.
Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
Old people. Old people sometimes just dry out like raisins in the back of cars. I've seen them in the... There was one at Cresta once.
Is that what happens? I thought it was aging.
And the old person was in the back of the car, and I saw them turn to dust in front of my very eyes, and they crumbled in the back seat.
No, that's because the sunlight hit them, and they were vampires.
Oh. That's Christopher.
Was it one of the Life is Too Many patients, maybe?
No, shame. What a terrible thing for you to say. All right, go on. What else is... You're so politically incorrect. Go back to Berlin.
It's because you can say it here.
Yeah.
All right.
South
Africa. By the way, I've never heard George so cross as when he started his conversation with us this morning by going, fuck.
Yeah, I know, stupid cross. Roadblock. I mean, really?
Started today. All right.
Dumbasses.
Anyway.
South African lawmakers are going to make you stay behind bars for 7 days if you get caught drunk driving.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So they want to reclassify the offence from a Schedule 2 to a Schedule 5 offence with a minimum fine of 2,000 rand and 7 days behind bars to teach you a lesson.
If you are caught drunk driving, well, they've got to find their money somehow because Uber has changed that for them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Those creepy...
But I think methods. It's a good idea nonetheless.
Sure. I don't have a problem with it. You shouldn't be driving drunk. No. It's stupid.
It's dumb. Mm. It's absolutely
Perhaps
dumb.
I shouldn't drive at all then.
Did you drive here this morning?
Didn't go through the roadblock that I did.
Can't remember.
Okay, I wondered. There's a smell of gin in the car park.
Well, believe it or not, the instances of drunk driving over 2017 versus 2018 has gone up by 15%.
How? How's that possible?
75,000 incidents in 2017, 86,000 incidents in 2018
Please.
So far. Gauteng... is the KZN's the biggest culprit?
Yeah,
with a 36% increase, Gauteng at almost 20%, and Limpopo, believe it or not, at 29%.
Please do not drive drunk. Please don't do
it. Peace and love. Peace and love.
With peace and love, do not drive drunk.
Believe it or not, the Western Cape has declined in number of incidents in drunk driving. Maybe because Uber is so prevalent there.
Yeah, I use Uber in Cape Town. It's cheap as chips. Only thing you got to look out for is the Nigerians going to jack your phone off of you before your Uber arrives.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want. That's amazing. So it's dropped in the Western Cape. Everywhere else it's up. It's horrible. What kind of people still drive drunk in a world where you can get a taxi or an Uber? I mean, listen, I know it costs money.
It's dumb, though.
But if you face a fine or imprisonment,
because
it's not
people,
even a question.
It's all in the planning, and people don't plan to get drunk. So they go out in their cars, and then they're not going to take an Uber back, because then they have to take an Uber the next morning
to their car,
get their car. Mm.
Still worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You don't want to be arrested for drunk driving.
Just
you meet the wrong cop, your life is in hell.
You're in big trouble. Well, that 2,000 rand fine. I mean, if it's going to cost you 2,000 rand to fetch your car, you might as well just do it.
Listen, there's no Uber. It's 2,000 rand unless you're traveling from here to Bloemfontein. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely, it's dumb. Right,
so
it's dumb.
All right, George. Glad you could make it in the end.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. We blame the JMPD.
Roadblock on peak hour traffic.
I mean, really, that's a very stupid thing. I've never heard you so cross. Furious. What a morning of revelations. CliffCentral.com.